Collecting trace evidence control samples are just as important as the trace evidence for later comparisons. For example, when you locate a piece of hair, you will need to compare this piece of evidence with a known sample. When obtaining known hair samples, it is suggested that a minimum of 25 hairs be pulled, not cut, from 5 areas of the head. Soil, glass, and DNA evidence also requires known samples. Care must be exercised that the known samples and unknown samples are not cross-contaminated. This was a successful defense argument in the O.J. Simpson case, where they argued the investigators contaminated the blood evidence. Particular attention must be paid to the packaging methods for each type of trace evidence. No evidence should be packaged wet. Bacteria can grow on your evidence if you package it wet. You need to know what type of container should be used based on the evidence collected. For example, arson evidence will be stored in metal cans, while hair and fibers can be packaged in pillboxes or paper envelopes.